Lee Scott Academy Basketball is on Tiger Country 104.5. Presented by the Orthopedic Clinic, Googe Performing Arts Center, Mountain High Outfitters, and Russell Building Supply. Also brought to you by Auburn Bank, Gutter Pro, Advanced Graphics, Auburn Express Towing, and Four Seasons Federal Credit Union. Now, live from courtside, here's the voice of Lee Scott Academy Basketball, Christian Griffin.
We are live, and for the first time in the 2026 calendar season, we step aside from Sanford Gymnasium, and we welcome you live from John T. Woody Court and the home of the Lafette Bulldogs. Hello and good evening, everybody. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network, and man, do we have a good one set up for you again here tonight. This is part two. This is the rematch. These teams met a couple of weeks ago, December 13th, to be exact, inside Sanford Gymnasium. It was the Lee Scott varsity girls and the varsity boys that picked up big-time wins. The Lafette Bulldogs looking to return the favor here inside their home gymnasium here tonight. The starting lineups are being announced as we go. We're going to head to break real fast. I believe we're going to have a prayer, maybe an anthem in there as well. And we're going to come back, get you starting lineups, keys to the game a little bit as we go. But all of that's coming up here on the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up. But now, my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
I take it back. They did those before the JV game. So we are off and running here inside John T. Woody Court, home of the Lafette Bulldogs. Lee Scott Academy and the Bulldogs doing battle. And a quick 2 points followed by another for the Lafette Bulldogs. It's quickly 4-0. We'll set up the scene for you here tonight, get you starting lineups, get you keys to the game, and talk a little bit about the rematch of these two teams here in just a little bit. The first time out, Clark Ivett has it down low. She's able to get it to go with the right hand from the right block. 4-2 is your score. The Bulldogs with an early lead, 30 seconds here into the contest. Both teams are setting up in a full court trap that flows into a man-to-man defense in the half court. It gets down low to the free throw line, guarded by Clark Ivett, and it's knocked away. I believe they will say it is out on the Bulldogs. It is. It's Warrior basketball. Lee Scott's in their road navies. The red stripes on either side. Warriors on the front. And the red numbers with the white trim on front and back. The home Bulldogs in their home whites. A little bit of black around the collarbones as Sydney Dunlap pulls it from three. Can't get it to go off the front of the rim. Lucy Zellner corrals the offensive rebound. Out to Maggie Herndon. Now to Kesey in the far corner as we see it here. Dunlap thought about it again. Instead gets it to Ivett, who gets inside the paint. Herndon thought about the three. Kesey now will take it. Nice ball movement. But the three-pointer's not falling here tonight. But Lucy Zellner there once again. Bounce pass to Clark Ivett. No. Fourth or fifth chance opportunity. And Ivett has all 4 points for the Warriors here tonight. And the game is knotted up a minute and a half into the contest. Appreciate everybody for being here with us. A little bit of a hot start on the home of the Bulldogs. Or at the home of the Bulldogs, I should say. Lee Scott still in that full court pressure that you've seen so much success. The three-pointer on the right wing, no good. Ivett will corral the long rebound and race her way across half court. Could have been a reach-in foul, no whistle. Herndon from Auburn can't rattle home the three, and the rebound goes to the Bulldogs. 2 minutes gone by here. Both teams with a couple of buckets. 4-4 is your score. No team fouls yet in the contest either. Ball gets to the left elbow, now to the short corner. I didn't like where she was at. Worked her way back to the top and then replaced it down low into the short corner. The layup was no good. Rebound is with the Warriors. It's Sydney Dunlap who will skip past it. Left wing three for Ivett, and she finds the bottom of the net. Clark Ivett with all seven here in the first quarter. Warriors lead it 7-4. Nice to see Clark Ivett get it going especially from long range. Lucy Zellner with the steal, outlets it to Clark Ivett, who makes a nice pass to Haynes Kesey, and just like that, the Warriors are on a 9-0 run. It's 9-4, 3 minutes into the contest here tonight, and they're going to call a jump ball between the point guard and Maggie Herndon. Apologies from where we are sitting, having a little difficulty with the numbers, especially with the Bulldogs running towards us as we see it here on the home side of John Woody Court. Herndon tries to find Kesey on the inbound, but it gets intercepted, and it's number 12, Zaniya Boston, who's going to lay it in. She has four now in the contest. And Sydney Dunlap shows off the experience, racing her way along the near sideline, throws on the brakes, and the defender runs her over. That's the first team foul on the Bulldogs here tonight. 4:53 to play here in this first quarter. Herndon has it on the right wing. Now Dunlap, she's going to pull the trigger from the near corner. Can't get it to go. The Warriors with their fourth offensive rebound already here tonight. They get it down low to Clark Ivett at what would be the volleyball line. One more to Lucy Zellner. Her shot gets blocked, and I believe she knocked it out of bounds. She did. We're going the other way. 9-6, Warriors here approaching the halfway point in this opening frame. Ball gets inbounded to the three-point line and goes off of Ivett's knee, I believe. It was Ivett and Herndon who came to apply the pressure. Again, we'll get you what were the starting lineups. Again, the starting five, as you see here just about every single game. Sydney Dunlap, Maggie Herndon, Haynes Kesey, Lucy Zellner, and the sophomore star guard Clark Ivett, who almost gets a steal. The ball at the three-point line for the Bulldogs. Now out to the right wing. Could have been a travel. Extra steps were taken. No whistle. Layup no good. Offensive rebound no good. And Sydney Dunlap now with a nice box out. They're going to get Ja'Kayla Kamen with an over-the-back foul on the shortest player on the court. Clark Ivett throws it to Haynes Kesey, who wasn't looking. Thankfully, it hit Haynes Kesey to keep it from going out of bounds. Clark Ivett, the 12-footer in the short corner. Nothing but net. Clark Ivett feeling herself here tonight. She has 9 of the 11, and the Warriors lead by 5 halfway through this first period. Timeout on the floor. We will stay right here, get everything set up for you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. Again, those starting five tonight for the Lee Scott Academy Warriors are presented by Auburn Bank. Their local team stands ready to discuss your financial needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you and proud sponsor of Lee Scott Warrior Basketball. Those starting five: Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, Sydney Dunlap, Lucy Zellner, and Maggie Herndon. And Clark Ivett has 9 of the 11. The other 2 points with Haynes Kesey on the fast break layup. That's where we sit right now, 11-6, with 3:58 to play in this first period. Let's take a little look at tonight's keys to the game as well, because those keys are presented by Jeffco Trant Funeral Home and Crematory, serving Opelika, Auburn, and Lee County since 1988. We'll talk a little bit about those as we work our way through this first quarter, maybe into the second as well. But 11-6 as we see it now. The Bulldogs able to get down to the short corner but leave the layup short. And Herndon will corral the rebounds. Ivett now to Kesey in the far corner. Warriors have had really nice ball movement so far tonight. Sydney Dunlap thought about the three, instead works her way inside, right back to Clark Ivett. This time can't get the 8-footer from the baseline to go, and the long rebound is with the Bulldogs, and a travel as she tried to outlet it to her point guard Fields. Lee Scott Academy coming into play today, 11-7. And coming off a 79-27 win over Dadeville to move to 2-0 in area play last Friday night. Herndon will try it once again. The long-range three from the left wing is no good. Rebound with the Bulldogs. They have an outlet. If they want to use it, they do. And the layup is good. Zaniya Boston now with 6 in this opening period. Ivett and Boston, mano a mano so far here in this opening period. 15 combined points already of the 19 in the contest. Dunlap may have gotten away with a little bit of a travel. Herndon, now Ivett on the left wing. She works her way baseline. Left-handed pass to Herndon. One more to Dunlap. She works her way to the left corner, or the right wing, rather, who kicks it to Ivett in the far corner. A baseball pass to Haynes Kesey. She's going to try her luck from deep. Can't get it to go. And the weak side rebound goes to the Bulldogs. A two-on-two break. They throw it down low. Once again, the size and Ja'Kayla Kamen. First chance won't go. Offensive rebound, no. And Lucy Zellner is going to fight with her for the second chance or the third chance opportunity. And I believe it goes out on Zellner. First subs of the evening for the Lee Scott Warriors. Sydney Dunlap and Lucy Zellner will take a breather. Raylee Langford and Sutton Lewis check in for the Warriors, who lead it by three here with 2.5 to play in the first. One of the keys tonight, which you've already seen a little bit, is that full court pressure for Lee Scott Academy. Force those live ball turnovers. It's a team that has found more and more success as the weeks and as the games go on of that full court pressure, creating live ball turnovers, creating easy, easy looks at the rim. A double dribble as Ivan almost got the steal at the top of the key. Apologies, Hollywood Watley trying to get my attention. Couldn't figure out what he was saying as the layup goes for the Bulldogs. 11-10 now with 2 minutes to play in this first period. And a reach-in foul on the Bulldogs. That's their third personal here in this first period. Maggie Herndon has it on the left wing, dribbles her way to the top, then gets cut off on the right wing. Right elbow, Raylee Langford now backs it out. Bulldogs have gone now to a 3-2 zone, but Raylee Langford able to find a cutting Clark Ivan, who works her way right into the teeth of that zone, the soft spot, and a nice touch, lays it in with the right hands. Clark Ivan's now with 11 here in this contest. Warriors' lead is back up to 3. 90 seconds to play here in the first quarter. On-ball defense guarded by Maggie Herndon. She got a piece of it on the layup. Second chance opportunity is too strong off the back iron. And another chance as Haynes Kesey's able to grab it but knocks it out of bounds. I think Coach Corey Harrison's begging for an over-the-back call. And they're going to actually change the call back to the Warriors. I think I agree with it. With a minute 13 here in the first frame. Bulldogs try and set up a little bit of pressure. Raylee Langford able to break it from the pass from Clark Ivett, trailing Maggie Herndon. Her triple from the top of the key is bottom. Maggie Herndon struggled early. Missed a couple of open looks. That time she knocks a big triple down, and the Warrior lead is 6. 50 seconds to play, and a double dribble by Boston. Nice on-ball pressure from Maggie Herndon. And I believe Lucy Zellner will check in for her. She will. You can see hands on hips already early here tonight. Quite warm inside the gym here at Lafette tonight. Langford back to Ivan on the give and go. And Clark Ivan, two more now. 13 of the 18 for Lee Scott here in this first quarter. Beautiful ball movements. And Raylee Langford, who just came into the game, immediate impact, already 2 assists. In transition, the layup is no good. Lucy Zellner, the rebound. Now to Ivett, now back to Langford, and Ivett will set up the offense. Now throws it down low to Lucy Zellner, who's able to get it to go with the right hand. And now Clark Ivett steals the inbounds pass, works her way down low. Raylee Langford, the 8-footer, is good. Now Raylee Langford on the scoring end of a nice pass from Clark Ivett, and my goodness. Off and running are we here tonight inside John T. Woody Courts, home of the Lafette Bulldogs, 22-10, just like that. 3.5 to play. Bulldogs throw it out of bounds. It's Warrior basketball. And now a whistle on the floor. Not exactly sure what the stoppage was. Sutton Lewis will inbound it to Clark Ivich. Tries to work her way inside. Throws it up with the right hand. She gets fouled right before the horn. She should have 2 free throws with under a second. Both teams started making their way to the bench, but no, Clark Ivett should have a chance to extend this lead to 2 touchdowns before we hit the second quarter. And she will. 22-10. And now there's a discussion about, I'm not exactly sure what. The foul clearly came before the whistle or before the horn, maybe a discussion on who the foul was on. I believe that is what the conversation was. So a nice job by the officials taking care of what they need to. Just across 5:30 Central Time here in Lafette, Alabama. Lee Scott and Lafette doing battle. The varsity girls first, and the varsity boys quickly to follow. The JV boys, man, lost a heartbreaker. Heartbreaker came all the way back. Tied the game with under a minute to play, and then back-to-back buckets from Lafette led to a little bit of frustration. Ivett goes one of two from the free throw line. And that is how the first quarter will come to a close. It was a back-and-forth affair early. Lee Scott went on two runs, and the longest one, a 9-0 run here to end the first 8 minutes. We're back with the start of the second quarter right after this. Lee Scott 23, Lafette 10. We're back in 60 seconds here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
From day one back in 1907, Auburn Bank's mission has been clear: to serve our community, see businesses flourish, and improve lives locally by making sound business decisions and responding with care every day. Today, we continue to fulfill our mission with a team of local, commercial, and consumer lenders who are ready to help meet your needs and goals. Auburn Bank, champions of you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, online at auburnbank.com.
The first half of Lee Scott Academy basketball is brought to you by Russell Building Supply on Tiger Country 104.5.
8 minutes down here, and the referee puts the ball down and immediately starts counting. It's Lafette basketball, not wasting any time. Neither are the Bulldogs. A quick three from the far corner is no good. Lucy Zellner racking up the rebounds here early. Outlets it to Ivett. Now to Kesey across half court, down low. That was actually to Herndon, then to Kesey down low. Clark Ivett now from three on the right wing. She leaves that one short. And now the outlet pass in transition. Go the Bulldogs. A two-on-two break. Clark Ivett defending the basketball, doing a nice job. Maybe got a piece of the basketball, but affected it and altered it nonetheless. She gets the rebound, and the Warriors are off and running. Dunlap has it, works her way down low, loses it momentarily. Kick out Kesey, one more. Herndon, beautiful ball movement, leads to the three, but Herndon can't knock it down. And now a little bit of a cherry pick by the Bulldogs, but the layup won't go regardless. Still 23-10, both teams with good looks. But no shot has found the bottom of the net so far in this second quarter. And Maggie Herndon throws it out of bounds right to Coach Corey Harrison. And as we talked about earlier, this is the rematch. This is part two of Lee Scott and Lafette. Lee Scott won their first matchup at home. December 13th was the date. And they won that one 64-43. It was Clark Ivett, Haynes Kesey, and Sydney Dunlap all had 10-plus in that contest. The steal from Sydney Dunlap goes into the hands of Clark Ivett. And she tries to find Haynes Kesey. She gets it intercepted. And two on nobody, right-handed layup is no good. Clark Ivett will sky for the rebound. A minute and 20 seconds gone by. Both teams with great looks, but nothing going here in this second quarter. Clark Ivett down low. Lucy Zellner breaks the streak, and she gets the scoring started for the Lee Scott Warriors here in this second quarter. Warriors now by 15. Ball lost momentarily, gets to the top of the key, thought about the three, did number 21, Amaria McClure. She now has it, works her way inside. The floater off the bank is no good. Offensive rebound on the left wing. That one won't go. On the second or third chance opportunity, Maggie Herndon with the rebound. Ivett, now Haynes Kesey in a reach and foul. That's going to be on McClure. Maybe a little frustration from missing the floater. A 15-point lead for Lee Scott. 2 minutes here into this second quarter. Appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, that Radio Alabama app, the YouTube, the Facebook live stream as well, wherever you're from, or wherever you're supporting from. We appreciate your support of Lee Scott Academy basketball. Clark Ivett has it at the top of the key. Now to Rayleigh Langford, who's back into the contest for Scott. Dribble handoff, Sydney Dunlap. One more to Lucy Zellner, and the right-handed layup is good. Zellner with all four here in this second quarter. The lead up to 17. The full court pressure continuing for Coach Corey Harrison. This time the Bulldogs able to break it rather easily. A three-on-two hop step works her way into the middle of the lane. Layup too strong off the back iron. And Zellner, once again, another rebound. Outlet to Maggie Herndon. Has Clark Ivett open if she sees her. Instead goes the other way. Rayleigh Langford, her left wing three is money. Rayleigh Langford now with five in the contest. She's played great off the bench as of late, and especially here tonight. 5 points, a couple assists, a couple of rebounds already. And just like that, the Warrior lead is 20. The layup from the baseline is short. And there's Rayleigh Langford there again for the rebounds, and Clark Ivett tries the baseball pass down low to Maggie Herndon, but she can't catch up to it in time. That goes out of bounds with 4:58 to play here in the second quarter. Compliments from Chapman Harris. I mean, what more could you ask for on a Monday night here in Lafette, Alabama? Bulldogs inbound in the basketball, having a little bit of trouble with that full court pressure. Close to a 10-second violation. Got to be almost nine, if not nine and a half. Instead, Bulldogs able to clear. They work their way to the left block, and an offensive foul. Lucy Zellner set her feet, and it was number 20, Paris Holiday, who extended that left arm and will get called for the offensive foul. A nice job so far by Lucy Zellner, especially defensively now in the second quarter. A couple of buckets. She now has six in the contest. Could be flirting with a double-double here in this second quarter. Clark Ivett, Rayleigh Langford, same spot. Can't rattle it home this time. And the rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Clark Ivett able to steal the cherry pick pass, however, now throws it down low to Sutton Lewis, and it goes in and out of her hands. And underneath the rim, that's a turnover for Lee Scott. One of the few that you've seen for the girls in blue here this evening. A lot of that's what has led to this 20-point lead. Right on cue, Stella Henderson, who's checked in, gets a steal. And Clark Ivett, the free throw line jumper, she's hacked from behind. She'll head to the line, head to that same spot, but have to earn two the hard way at the stripe. Ivett scoreless so far in the first three and a half of the second quarter. Looking to change that here, and she does. Clark Ivett now with 15 already here tonight. Sophomore guard goes 2 for 2 from the stripe. Clark Ivett averaging right around 21.5 a game. Could be nearing that number here in the first half if things continue the way that they've already gone so far tonight. Walk in three at the top of the corner, or top of the key rather, is no good. Ivett the long rebound. She throws it to Rayleigh Langford. The one more to Sutton Lewis. It goes in and out of the defender's hands to Stella Henderson. And Clark Ivett will set up the offense. A couple of crossover dribbles. One more beautiful bounce pass, or beautiful pass rather. But Lucy Zellner can't bank in the layup. Clark Ivett with the weak side rebound. And the Warriors will set back up. Dribble handoff to Ivett at the top of the key. Crossover dribble. There's that 6-foot touch shot. And again, as we've talked about it so many times, you don't even have to let us know, or I don't even have to let you know, that the bucket is good. As soon as she gets to that little floater, you feel like it's good every single time. She cashes in once again. The Warrior lead is 24. Nice Euro step, but can't finish the layup. Sutton Lewis will gather the rebound right around the three-point line, and Clark Ivett will run the floor. She has it on the left wing. Now to Rayleigh Langford as the Bulldogs try and set up their zone. Clark Ivett has it, gets it stripped. Could have been a whistle, but there is none. Stella Henderson. Now to Rayleigh Langford on the left elbow. Sutton Lewis thought about the three. Skip pass. Stella Henderson. Her triple finds the bottom of the net. Stella Henderson, the line drive triple, but she connects. And just like that, the Warrior lead has stretched to 27. 2:49 to play here in the second quarter. A full timeout. We will take one with them. Again, 37-10. Lee Scott Academy on the road at Lafette. They lead it, looking to get the season sweep over the Bulldogs. We're back with the final 2.5 minutes right after this here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work. Society's glue guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
To play here in the second quarter. Lee Scott's lead is almost four touchdowns, 37-10, and a travel now. Another turnover forced by that on-ball pressure by Coach Corey Harrison's Warriors. Christian Griffin here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us. The Warrior faithful continuing to show up here tonight, making about the 30-35-minute drive from Auburn, Alabama. Apologies if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook. I don't know what's going on with the camera, but I got to keep tapping the screen every couple of minutes. Otherwise, you see one of the little camera ads. .241 to play here in the second quarter. Lewis will throw it to Langford, and Langford then turns it over. She's now working her way on defense, trying to stop the basketball, is unable to do so. And Andrika Williams, will lay it in with the left hand. Warriors back-to-back turnovers, but Sutton Lewis gets it right back with 2:18. Rayleigh Langford thought about the three. Stella Henderson, same spot. That one's off the back iron, and the Tigers able to clear it instead. It's off the hands of Haynes Kesey. Now Rayleigh Langford once again. Her right wing three is money. Rayleigh Langford now with six in the quarter. She has eight in the contest. And Henderson able to steal the inbounds pass, but the Warriors give it right back. Under 2 minutes to play here in the second quarter. 40-12 is your score. They throw it down low. Should be a travel, and it is. We're going the other way. Nice job and a nice defense. Down low by Lucy Zellner. Again, Zellner now with, or already with six in the contest, and you'd be willing to bet she has already more rebounds than that. Looking to add to her totals here tonight. Stella Henderson, the line drive triple won't go down, but the weak side rebound is with Wesley Kate Crocker, who's checked into the game. She gets it right back, and her four-corner triple is short off the front of the rim, almost able to get the offensive rebound. Instead, it gets poked away, and now a fight for the basketball. It's Rayleigh Langford on the floor. They're going to call a jump ball, and I believe possession arrow will keep it on this side of the floor. It will, with 68 seconds to play before the halftime break. A very fast-paced first half here inside the Lafette Gymnasium. Crocker thought about the three in the same spot. Instead, drives, kick out Stella Henderson. Shot may have been blocked, but Lewis there for the offensive rebound. And Rayleigh Langford and Wesley Kate will set things up. Lewis now is going to try it from the right wing. She can't get it to go. Feels like every spot except the right wing has been very friendly for the Lee Scott Warriors, especially behind the rainbow. And another jump ball was the signal this time. We will work our way down the floor with Lafette. Bulldogs looking to inbound the basketball, having trouble doing so. Finally, the home run pass goes to the three-point line. Right-handed layup is partially blocked by Lucy Zellner. It goes into the near short corner, and it'll be backed out beyond the three-point line. 38 seconds to play and a travel. I believe as Williams may have left her feet trying to find one of her teammates to help her out of the coffin corner, but instead was unable to do so. She's going to get called for steps. And 36 seconds to play before halftime. We'll see if the Warriors are aggressive, or we'll see if they hold for the final shots of the first 16 minutes. Crocker has other ideas. She banks in the free throw line jumper. Wesley Kate Crocker, her season high last night inside Sanford or last game rather against Dadeville inside Sanford Gymnasium. Had 15 in that contest. And now a turnover by the Bulldogs. We'll give it back to Lee Scott with 15.4 before the intermission. Lewis will inbound it for the Warriors. Bounce pass to Lucy Zellner, gets knocked out of bounds. Fortunate for the Warriors, now it's a better spot to inbound the basketball. Lewis to Zellner, who was wide open but leaves the layup. Short ball is knocked around, goes all the way out to Zellner beyond the three-point line. 8 seconds, 7 seconds. Loose ball gets saved by the Bulldogs, and Stella Henderson able to save it. She got popped in the nose. The ball goes with the Warriors, but no shot before the timers hit zero. What a first half by the Lee Scott Warriors. They're up 30. They lead it 42-12 here inside John T. Woody Court on the campus of the Lafette Bulldogs. We're back in 2 minutes with the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report. We'll talk about how we got here, talk about some first half stats, and maybe a preview of what's to come later on with the Varsity Boys contest. All of that coming up when we come back here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
Hey guys, this is Tyler Reynolds with Reynolds Outdoors. Fall is right around the corner, which means hunting season will be on us before you know it. We are now carrying some of the best-known archery brand names like Matthews and PSC to go along with our well-stocked supply of firearms we have always been known for. And did you know we are the largest dealer of box blinds in Alabama, carrying popular brand names like Redneck and Banks? Don't forget, we carry Sitka, Bandit, and Drake apparel as well. Come see us today to meet all of your fall hunting needs. Located on Geneva Street in Opelika.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Tzatziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Russell Building Supply is your hometown home improvement store. You'll find what you need when you need it. And as a Russell Rewards member, you'll be in the know about monthly specials and exclusive offers. Russell Building Supply, East University in Auburn, across from Cary Creek Publix.
Experience and knowledge from the pros. Russell Do It Center and Building Supply.
Members, our members love us.
Oh, yes. Ever since I got off active duty, they have helped me. I would recommend to anyone, if you really want to get your finances in order, come and see for yourself. I promise you, they will help you get on the path to financial freedom.
Four Seasons Federal Credit Union with two local branches. Membership eligibility required. Accounts federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Every sports team has a glue guy, the unsung hero that does the dirty work.
Society's Glue Guys are towing companies. Whether your car is in an accident or you own a business and need a vehicle moved, we all need tow trucks. When you need one, call Auburn Express Towing, offering 24-hour towing services. AET specializes in parking lot and private property towing in Auburn. Call 334-821-6033. Auburn Express Towing, located at 615 Opelika Road.
Mountain High Outfitters is helping you gear up for cooler weather with new styles and colors in downtown Auburn. From fan favorites in footwear like Hoka, On, Ultra, Brooks, New Balance, and Birkenstock, Mountain High Outfitters offers the largest footwear selection in Auburn. Plus, find those hard-to-get apparel brands like Aviator Nation, Gold Hinge, Yori, Local Boy, and Free People Movement. Don't forget our new trucker hats from Good Ol' Boy, Gorin Brothers, and American Needle. Come visit Mountain High Outfitters next to Taziki's on South College in the heart of Auburn.
The Lee Scott Academy Basketball Halftime Show is brought to you by the Orthopedic Clinic on Tiger Country 104.5.
We welcome you into the Orthopedic Clinic Halftime Report. The Orthopedic Clinic is East Alabama's go-to center for orthopedic care with locations in Auburn and Opelika to better serve you. You can find them online at theorthoclinic.com. Apologies, doing very, very scientific, very specific research here with you inside John T. Woody Court, home of the Lafette Bulldogs, and thankfully we're able to do so because, my goodness, the Lee Scott Warriors have put it on the Bulldogs here on the road so far through the first 16 minutes. 42-12 is your score, and it started right off the bat. It actually started with a 4-0 Lafette run after back-to-back buckets of turnover, but after that, my goodness, you feel like it has been all Lee Scott Academy. What a job it's been. We've talked about so many different things here tonight. We've talked about the full court pressure creating those live ball turnovers. You haven't had too many. You've had some really easy looks at the rim. But, man, this Lee Scott half-court offense has looked really, really good tonight. One of the keys to the game was to work inside out and to get a rhythm offensively. This is a team that shoots right at 23%. From behind the three-point line, so it's not necessarily somewhere that you want to have to rely on for success, but my goodness, when you get a paint touch, you get an offensive rebound, the kickouts, the threes have been there for the Warriors here tonight. You compound that with Lee Scott shooting so well from inside the three-point line in there as well, leads to a score as it does here tonight. Lee Scott out in front 42-12 through the first 16 minutes. Halftime stats tonight are brought to you by Lee County Revenue Commissioner Olene Price, who reminds you that if you need services from her office, there's the main office at the courthouse in Opelika and satellite offices in Auburn and Smith Station. Clark Ivett leading all scorers here in the contest, as she usually does. She had 18 in those first 16 minutes, and 14 of them came in that opening period. Good to see her shot falling from behind the three-point line. You feel like she is so, so comfortable if she's able to get inside of about 12 feet, even that free throw line jumper. But a step in, you feel like it is absolutely automatic. You see the semicircle at the college and NBA level. You take about three steps from there and draw another big circle. That's where Clark Ivett is absolutely money from. She has 18, also has added a triple in there as well. Haynes Kesey has two. Rayleigh Langford has stepped up really big for this Warrior squad off the bench. 8 points, has knocked down a couple of triples, both of those coming in the second quarter. Again, she has eight, but also a couple rebounds, a couple really nice passes leading to a couple of assists, has played really good defensively. Lucy Zellner, she has six, and my goodness, has just gobbled up the rebounds for the Lee Scott Warriors tonight. Stella Henderson with a three. Wesley Kate Crocker banked in that 15-foot jumper right before the horn, and Maggie Herndon with three in there as well. So five triples have already gone down for this Lee Scott squad in the first 16 minutes. We'll look to see if they can add to the total here when we come back. We'll wrap up the Orthopedic Clinic halftime report, work our way to the start of the third quarter. 42-12, your Warriors out in front of the Lafette Bulldogs on the road for the first time in 2026. We're back in 60 seconds with the start of the third quarter here on the Lee Scott Sports Network, presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
This is Tyler with Gutter Pro. Around here, we believe details make the difference. That's why we're the premier choice for custom seamless gutter systems and leaf protection for both homes and businesses. No matter what kind of gutter you need, we do it all. From seamless installs to custom finishes, our work is built to last and tailored to your style. So don't settle for less. Leave it to the pros at Gutter Pro. Check us out today at gutterprosolutions.com. That's gutterprosolutions.com.
When bones get out of joint, the Orthopedic Clinic is here, providing expert care and surgery when needed, wherever it hurts. Hand, wrist, foot, or ankle, back, neck, or hip. Offering minimally invasive surgery and cutting-edge joint replacement. Serving patients from throughout the region. See the sports injury experts for athletes of all types. Don't wait. Schedule an examination today. The Orthopedic Clinic. Call for an appointment, 334-749-8303, or visit theorthoclinic.com.
Let's get back to the LSA action. It's on to the second half of our game, presented by Googe Performing Arts Center on Tiger Country 104.5.
Warriors can't connect on a three coming out of the halftime break. So it's Bulldog basketball. They're now going left to right on your radio dial. Warriors will be going right to left, scoring on the basket here right in front of me. The Bulldogs can't connect on a layup. Jump ball, possession arrow. We'll keep it. With the Bulldogs. Inbound goes into the short corner. Sydney Dunlap almost able to get a steal. Instead, will just carry the basketball into the front row with her. Clark Ivett able to get a steal on the breakaway. She lays it in with the right hand. Ivett now right around her scoring average. Average is 21.5. She's up to 20. Now 45 seconds into the third. Warriors keeping that man-to-man defense all the way out by that extended volleyball line. A little faint here with the yellow on the bright court. It is a really pretty court here in front of us. The Bulldog logo. At center court, you have Bulldogs on either side. The free throw line jumper is no good. Ball tapped around, and the offensive rebound in the short corner down to the left block. And the 8-foot jumper is no good. And Dunlap now her second big-time box out in the contest. Able to corral it. The ball's knocked out of bounds, but it will be Warrior basketball. Right back to that starting five for Coach Corey Harrison. It's Maggie Herndon, Clark Ivett as she walks her way up the floor. Haynes Kesey sits in the left corner. Sydney Dunlap in the right. And Lucy Zellner, 1 foot planted on that right block. Dribble handoff goes to Dunlap. Now to Kesey. Swing pass to Clark Ivett. She works her way inside. And there it is again, that six-foot touch shot along the baseline. My goodness, Clark Ivett, have yourself a night. She's up to 22. And the Warriors continue to add to the lead. 46-12. 2 minutes into this third quarter. Ball sits on the right wing. Haynes Kesey, nice defense. Now out to the top of the key. Step back three right in front of Haynes Kesey, but it's too strong. Ball tapped around, goes into the hands of Maggie Herndon, and she will race her way up the middle of the floor. Now to Sydney Dunlap, thought about the triple. Back to Herndon, swing pass to Haynes Kesey, one dribble. She's going to take it from the left wing, hits the front of the rim, the top of the backboard, the back iron, and rattles in. Haynes Kesey gets her first triple of the evening. She's up to five. The ball took a tour around the entire goal here that's connected to the roof here inside. The campus of the Bulldogs, a steal goes to Ivett. Haynes Kesey, the running layup won't go. And it's knocked out of bounds. I believe it'll stay on this side of the floor. It's the one place we don't have too much of a vantage point here tonight is that left baseline. Instead, no, they're going to say that it's Bulldog basketball. Both teams looked as if they were setting up for a baseline out of bounds. Instead, the ball will be walked up by the point guard, Zaniah Boston, the pink shoes for the Bulldogs. Bounce pass to the free throw line. Little running floater too strong off the back iron. Dunlap corrals yet another rebound. Another skip pass to Clark Ivett. Pass to Lucy Zellner running the floor beautifully, and she gets rewarded. She now has 8 here tonight. 51-12 is your score halfway through this third period. And Lucy Zellner a little too aggressive at the free throw line. Tried to get the poke from behind on the inbounds pass, or the entry pass, rather. But she'll pick up the personal, the first team foul for Lee Scott here in the third. It's a game that has not seen too many fouls here tonight. Lucy, actually that was Sydney Dunlap who planted her feet just outside the right block. And the forward lowered her shoulder and ran over Dunlap. So she draws the charge. Beautiful defense. Knowing there was a mismatch, rather than going up and trying to block it, playing really good defense, planting your feet, and stealing a possession for the Warriors. Herndon, bounce pass to Ivett. One more, Rayleigh Langford, who has just checked into the game in the third quarter. Feels like that's the first time she hasn't connected on a bucket. Leaves it short. Bulldogs able to gather, and they go in transition. Spinning layup from Boston is no good, but she's able to get her own rebound out behind the three-point line. 4 minutes even here in this third quarter. That same running layup is no good. Ivett able to gather the rebound from going out of bounds. Now to Dunlap, who is at half court. Herndon, who's all alone. Baseline jumper is off the front of the rim. And the ball knocked around. Will go to Boston, and she'll bring the ball up the floor. Just across the 6 o'clock hour here in Lafette, Alabama. John T. Woody Court, home of the Lafette Bulldogs, is where we set up shop here tonight. Right-handed layup by McClure is no good. But the second chance opportunity is. That'll trim the lead momentarily. Sydney Dunlap, catch and shoot three on the right wing. Can't go. Long rebound goes to the Bulldogs. Tried to find the point guard. Boston flies off the head of Rayleigh Langford, but goes still into its intended direction. And goes to Boston, and she's able to get a nice little jumper to go. Boston, the leading scorer for this Bulldog squad. She has 10 of the 16. Rayleigh Langford thought about the three on the right wing. Clark Ivett thought about it. Maggie Herndon, she'll take it, and she connects. Maggie Herndon, a triple in the first, and now a triple here in the third. Nice ball movement. Warriors passing up the good looks for a great look. And a knockdown shooter like Maggie Herndon's not going to miss too many of those. Warriors respond right away. Boston now running left, gets the layup to go with the left hand, and she will head to the free throw line to shoot another. Boston had 6 in the first and now 6 here in the third. Has been the primary offense, 67% of the points so far. And she connects on the free throw, so she converts on the three-point play. 54-19 is your score. Ivett pass to Rayleigh Langford. Now back to Ivett in the corner. She works her way to the short corner and a blocking foul before Ivett could throw it up and in. I believe that's the case. It was. Okay, apologies. They were calling the foul on number 22. I only saw 1-2, and I thought she was saying that she was shooting 2, but Clark Ivett on the inbounds pass. It doesn't matter. The Bulldogs fall asleep. And that's something you've seen so many times from this Lee Scott team. Able to lay it in with the right hand off the baseline out of bounds. Ivett now with 6 here in the third. She has 24 in the contest. A couple of layups, no good. Clark Ivett, the strong side rebound. And she works her way up the left floor. Tries to throw on the brakes and dribbles it off of her foot out of bounds. Right in front of Coach Corey Harrison. And Ivett now will work her way to the bench, as does Rayleigh Langford. Crocker and Lewis will sub in. And the Warriors were thinking that it was their basketball almost. Were caught off guard, but able to race back into the front court. Crocker, nice defense on Boston again, who has done just about all of the scoring for the Bulldogs, but now it will be somebody else that has a chance as the running layup is no good, but she was hacked on the arm. I believe they're going to get number three. Is that Huddleston? I thought I saw a four in there. Maybe it was Peyton Lakeman who's checked in for the Warriors as well. First free throw is too strong off the back iron for Paris Holiday. Apologies, that is number 00, who I do not have on my roster. Take it back. That's number 30. That is Carmen Broughton. Again, the number's a little far to see, especially on the front of the jerseys as Wesley Kate Crocker gets the left-handed layup to go. Wesley Kate now with four here in the contest. 58-20 is the Warrior lead. Boston. Left elbow jumper is no good. Lewis will clear the offensive rebound and will take it up the floor. Huddleston now back to Lewis. Now to Stella Henderson on the left wing. She dribbles, loses the basketball, but it goes into the hands of Crockers down in the short corner. Sutton Lewis, now Charlie Huddleston. Her triple is no good. Leitman and Henderson fight for the rebound, but it goes into the hands of the Bulldogs, and they will clear.
Let's go.
Apologies, the computer turned off in front of me. That scared me really badly. 40 seconds to play in the third quarter. 58-20 is your score. Lewis has the basketball trapped in the far corner, and she stepped on the baseline with 32.9. Yeah, the computer that runs all the automations, all the ads, fell asleep, so tried to wiggle the little keypad. I guess I clicked on the second half return. We don't need that. We can get the fourth quarter return here in a moment, but perfectly placed advertising as the second half action of tonight's game is presented by the Goose Performing Arts Center at Auburn University. You can see their upcoming events at Auburn, at goosecenter.auburn.edu. Huddleston tries to bounce pass it to Wesley Kate Crocker. The ball gets intercepted with 16 seconds and then out of bounds. It should stay on this side of the floor, but it will not. Now there's a miscommunication between the officials. And it will be Bulldog basketball. Not saying I agree with the call, but I might not win that one here at home. 7 seconds, 6 seconds, 5 seconds. We'll see if the Bulldogs are paying attention. They will. Step back triple is no good. Sutton Lewis will clear the defensive rebound and will just run out the clock to end the third quarter. All Lee Scott's here on the campus of the Bulldogs of Lafette, 58-22. And we're back right after this with the final 8 minutes of the Varsity Girls Contest. Stay tuned. Lee Scott Academy basketball continues in a moment. You're listening to Radio Alabama Sports on the Tiger Country 104.5, and this is the Lee Scott Sports Network presented by the Orthopedic Clinic.
My joints aren't what they used to be. Routine exercise, playing ball outside with the kids, riding bikes on vacation. I never worried about keeping up, but now my joint pain has started slowing me down. I decided to make an appointment with the Orthopedic Clinic. Their surgical partners had the experience, technology, and personalized approach to care that I was looking for. Best of all, it was close to home. I'm thankful I chose the Orthopedic Clinic. Don't let joint pain slow you down. Visit theorthoclinic.com and schedule your appointment today.
Start of the fourth and final frame here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. We appreciate everybody for being here with us, whether it's Tiger Country 104.5, TigerCountry.net, or the Radio Alabama app. Wesley Kate's layup won't go. She's able to get the offensive rebound, and she is tripped as she works her way through the lane. Are they going to call that a shooting foul? They will. Wow. Ms. Crocker will not complain whatsoever. Okay, there we go. And after the discussion, they are going to change the call. It will be a baseline out of bounds. I think that is the correct call. And now there's one of the officials blew the whistle, making sure the shoes were tied. That was all. 58-22. Here a minute into the fourth quarter. The clock continuing to run. Here inside John T. Woody Court. Stella Henderson with the basketball. Almost lost it. Tried to save it and is able to. Throws it down low to Sutton Lewis. She has nowhere to go in the short corner. And it gets ripped out of her arms. One of the few turnovers that we've seen here tonight. 6.5 to play. Ball gets to the left wing. A step inside. The 19-footer, no good. Lewis will clear the defensive rebound. Wesley Kate Crocker will run the offense, you would imagine, for the fourth and final period. Ball almost gets knocked out of her hands, but she's able to gather it. And either a whistle or she stepped on the sideline. I believe it's going to be the latter of the two. So it goes back into the hands of the Bulldogs here at home. A reminder to stick with us following the conclusion of the varsity girls game. It's about 10 or 15 minutes following that final horn. We will get you underway in the varsity boys contest. A nice steal from Charlie Huddleston. Wesley Kate Crocker trying to find a little bit of help in the front court. It gets stolen away once again. And a timeout will be called by the Bulldogs. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll keep everybody right here with you on the Lee Scott Sports Network. But while we have a second, let's pause for station identification. This is the Lee Scott Sports Network on Tiger Country 104.5.
Tiger Country 104.5 is a Radio Alabama station, part of the Auburn Networks family. WAUEHD2, Waverly, Auburn, Opelika.
Auburn, Opelika Country, Tiger Country 104.5.
Here inside John T. Woody Court campus of the LaFette Bulldogs. Appreciate everybody for being here with us. The Lee Scott faithful working their way into the gymnasium, and what they've seen so far tonight is a dominating performance by Coach Corey Harrison's squad. Well on their way to a 12-7 start. A running floater is good by Holloway. Crocker now is bumped from behind. That'll be the second personal for the Bulldogs. This Lee Scott team improving a whole lot of their team averages so far this season. They average right around 51 points per contest. Already at 58 right now as Crocker's three from the left wing is banked in. Crocker now with seven in the contest. The Bulldogs respond right away with a two of their own. 61-26. 5 minutes left here in the contest. Wesley Cates is harassed on the Bulldog logo. Still no whistle. And finally a jump ball as Crocker falls to the floor. And the jump ball will give it to LaFette. But a team that averages 51 points a game. The rebounding category right at 30 points or 30 rebounds a game. You would imagine that number continues to increase as the left wing three is no good. And right on cue, an offensive rebound by the Bulldogs. And now a jump ball should give it right back to Lee Scott, and it does. 11 assists on the nose per game. You would imagine that that number will continue to rise. Clark Ivett, Rayleigh Langford. The caliber of a lot of really nice passes so far, especially early in the contest. Both creating looks not only for each other but for a couple of counterparts as well. Huddleston, three from straight away. That one won't go. Offensive rebound. Huddleston able to track it down. She knew it missed right away and was able to sprint and beat everybody else to the basketball. But then has it knocked away with 3:45 in the fourth quarter. Step back three in the left corner. No good. Lewis the long rebound, but then it gets knocked away. And the Bulldogs will recover in their own half court at the top of the key. 3.5 to play. Walton with the basketball. Now back to Broughton. The three won't go. Offensive rebound now fought for down low. And the wild attempt, but it's because Walton was hacked on the way up, so she will head to the charity stripe. 61-26, your Warriors out in front here on the road for the first time in 2026. We'll be back on the road again tomorrow night, so we hope everybody will join us once again for the varsity girls and the varsity boys. A little bit of a closer trip. About 15, 20 minutes closer from Auburn, Alabama, as Lee Scott heads to Trinity. And then following that contest, the Warriors are back at home on Friday night, where none other than the Glenwood Gators come to town. In a game that has always heated the intense rivalry. Those teams, well, the varsity girls and the varsity boys, met so many times. Twice in the regular season, the area championship, and Lee Scott was able to win that battle. Best 2 out of 3. Both teams clinched the area championship, which sent both teams into the playoffs. It was the 1 and 2 seed you already knew they were going to, but why settle for second, especially when it's the Glenwood Gators? They come to town on Friday night. So we hope that everybody will join us at Trinity or here on the Lee Scott Sports Network. And then, man, pack out Sanford Gymnasium on Friday night. It's going to be an absolute blast. The elbow jumper is no good. 2 minutes to play, 61-27. The Warriors have the lead. Huddleston will cross half court. Brooklyn Forbes gets cut off. Huddleston thought about the triple, now out to Sutton Lewis. Forbes works her way. 15-foot jumper is just too strong. Thought it was good from here. Bulldogs fight for the basketball. And we'll see. Did she step on the side or the baseline, or was it a jump ball? It's a jump ball. It goes in favor of the Bulldogs. Approaching 60 seconds to play here in the contest. Coach Corey Harrison's squad as well on its way to a 12-7 start. Lakeman with the breakaway, works her way on the right side, maybe got away with a travel. No, she didn't get away with a travel. Lost the basketball on her right knee. But left her feet, just didn't bring the basketball with her. 12-7 again, 2-0 in area play. And this Lee Scott team, winners in 7 of its last 9, and it's a team that's as streaky as they get. It's a team that won 5 in a row, lost 2 in a row, and now will win 3 in a row. So about to be winners in 8 of their last 10, trying to keep up with the Lee Scott varsity boys. Oh, my goodness. Don't have the exact note out right now as I try and find it, as the 3 from Wesley Kate Crocker is no good. 15 seconds to play. Here it is. The Warriors winners, varsity boys, that is, winners in 13 of their last 14 and 11 straight. So, my goodness, you talk about win streaks and dominance on the hardwood. The Bulldogs throw it away, but the clock continuing to run, and that should do it, and it will. Here on John T. Woody Court, home of the Lafette Bulldogs, Coach Corey Harrison's squad gets a 61-27 victory.